Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. 855-993-7569. Somebody called us and said that they wanted their friend to call from Europe. And could they do that? And I said, sure. Sure. Just have to call between noon and 3. Our time. So you guys, that's noon and 3 Eastern. So, we get calls from literally all over the world. We've gotten ones from Tokyo and... we've gotten calls from Peru. I'm trying to think. I think we got one once from Korea, Holland. So the phone number works basically any place. And you folks know, you may have to add a 1 or something like that, but you guys can figure it out. Or just call up the operator and say, how do I get this number? Because it's a toll-free number. But you guys can... I have great faith in you guys' ability to sort things out. Speaking of sorting out, lots of stuff going on today. It's Martin Luther King Day. Which is sort of a strange thing. The Oscar nominees came out today, and while Selma was nominated for Best Picture, in the rest of the categories, Director and Best Actor was shut out. Which, and as far as I'm concerned, it is the best movie of the year. The Director one, I mean, I thought it's wonderful that it was an African American woman, and could have, you know, they could have really made a landmark decision here, which they did not. So, I don't know. And I thought David Oyelowo's was terrific in it. He's a fine nominee as well.
It's just mind-boggling that he didn't get a nomination.
Yeah, because you saw it as well, right?
Yeah, I saw it on Sunday. Yeah, it just...
And you know, and it was... he just became Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
And if you see him, for example, he's in A Most Violent Year as well. He plays different characters in different movies. He really became Martin Luther King in this one. And you had the sense that you were watching almost a documentary. And I just think it's... it's stupid. Stupid. And Golden Globes nominated him. My group, Critics, Critics' Choice BFCA did. And so I think that's a really major oversight. Interestingly enough, the Oscars this year, they're allowed to nominate up to 10 movies for Best Movie, which I think is a mistake. I thought it was much better at 5. And they only nominated 8 this year. And I don't know how they do it. They probably have to be nominated. Probably has to get a certain number of votes. I would assume that that's how it works. American Sniper, Birdman, Boyhood, Budapest Hotel, Serious Beans is going on, right? Imitation Game, Selma, Theory of Everything, and Whiplash, which are kind of predictable. The big movies in terms of lots of stuff is. Is Birdman and Grand Budapest Hotel, which is sort of interesting in that they're both directors who are not usually viewed as mainstream directors. Boyhood didn't do as well here as it did with the Golden Globes. But, I mean, I liked it. Other people were more enthusiastic about it than I am. I just thought, to a certain extent, that the daughter was more interesting. For those of you who don't know about it, which I would be surprised if you didn't know about it since it's gotten so much publicity, it was filmed over a period of 12 years with the same cast. So instead of putting makeup on somebody to age them, they just let them age. And, I mean, to a certain extent, you can understand why it would get so many nominations, especially any place an actor votes of, ooh, I just signed on for 12 years of work. I think it was an interesting accomplishment. I just thought that the kid himself was not a very interesting character. I mean, he was, but I mean, it's certainly a different way of looking at life, at movie making, at actors. So for that, I think it certainly deserves some kudos. Best Actor, Steve Carell and Foxcatcher, Bradley Cooper and American Sniper, Benedict Cumberbatch, Imitation Game, Michael Keaton and Birdman, and Eddie Redmayne in Theory of Everything. No real arguments, but I think certainly Benedict Keaton and Redmayne. But I certainly would have, and I thought both Steve Carell and Bradley Cooper were great, but I think they were not anywhere near what David Oyelowo was. So, what can I tell you? We'll see what happens. Bradley was sort of a nominated here and wasn't nominated at all for Golden Globes. But you know, to a certain extent, I really like the idea that not all the award shows. nominate the same person, because that gets really boring. And that's been true of a lot of years.
It becomes boring and predictable. And,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Actress Marion Cotillard, Felicity Jones, Julianne Moore, Rosamund Pike, and Reese Witherspoon. There's no question. It's going to be Julianne Moore. So there we go. And that movie, which I'll review for tomorrow, opens this weekend. And I thought what we'd do is put up our question on Facebook about which movie you like best this year and what performances, so you guys can vote as well. But I thought I'd wait till this weekend, since one of the major acting awards doesn't open till this weekend. Supporting role, this one's pretty predictable as well. Robert Duvall, Ethan Hawke, Edward Norton, Mark Ruffalo, and J.K. Simmons. This is going to be J.K. Simmons. No question. Supporting role, Patricia Arquette, again in Boyhood, Laura Dern in Wild, Emma Stone in Birdman, Keira Knightley in Imitation Game, Meryl Streep in Into the Woods. This is really kind of a crapshoot. Basically, Laura Dern, I think, was the big surprise here. So we'll see. I think probably Patricia Arquette, just because I'm not sure it was really a supporting role. A lot of people felt that the movie was much more about her than it was about their son. And about what my friend said, bad parenting. Director, Birdman, Alexander Gonzalez in Iñárritu, Richard Linklater for Boyhood, Bennett Miller for Foxcatcher, Wes Anderson, Grand Budapest, Morton Tilden for Imitation Game. You know, I think it's too bad that that Ava and wasn't nominated. It certainly could have nominated Angelina Jolie, although I think most people thought that Ava was a much better movie. So, you know, this one is probably much, you know, a little bit more of a crapshoot. My guess is going to be Wes Anderson, just because everybody loved The Budapest Hotel, which I thought was great fun. I just don't think it has the same weight, and I don't think it'll hold up as well as some. I really am disappointed. Animation feature, this one, again, is a very tight thing. There's one, the Lego wasn't nominated here. And it had the fourth highest domestic box office in 2014.
That's interesting.
So, yeah, not clear why that happened. Hmm. Big Hero 6, Box Trolls, How to Train Your Dragon 2, Song of the Sea, which actually hasn't been released yet, The Tale of Princes, Cayuga. I think this is probably going to be Train Your Dragon, which I certainly have no problem with. So the rest of them you can check online, okay? I'm trying to think if there's any other. Oh, documentary, let's do that as well, because these are all really terrific. Citizen 4, Last Days in Vietnam, Virunga, The Salt of the Earth, Finding Vivian Mayer. Basically, I think this is probably going to be Citizen 4, although I thought Last Days of Vietnam was good. If I had to pick one, I would probably pick Virunga. It hasn't been seen as much. It's the name of a wildlife preserve in Africa, and what's going on there is just shocking. And I thought it was something I knew nothing about. And the other stuff I did know something about. And there's, you know, or except Vivian Mayer, I just didn't have any idea who she was. This is probably going to be Citizen 4, but again, no real complaints with any of them. All righty. So what have I got here? Another minute.
A little over a minute, yeah.
A little over a minute. All right. So I thought we'd do is just give you, as I said, the opportunity. Oh, I know. One other category. I just want to make sure I had the time. A foreign language. Ida, which is actually pronounced Ida in English. Leviathan. Tangerines. Wild Tales. Timbuktu. Let me tell you. Wild Tales, I thought was wonderful. It was my pick. I suspect, I don't know. Ida is lovely. It's black and white. Leviathan won at Golden Globes. Tangerines, I have no idea about. But Wild Tales is wildly funny and smart. If you get a chance to see it, go see it. All right, it's certainly my choice. I don't know that very many people saw it, but I'm delighted it made the list. And we'll know next month about who is actually going to win. We can all watch and look at the clothing, which is. That's why women watch it. I watch it. I actually like the pools because I almost always win. What can I do? Although it's not always an advantage to see things, because what I like and what I think other people are going to like aren't necessarily the same. But I do like you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I am Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is January 5th, 2014, and gold opened at $1,197.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,242.08, $621.04 for a half ounce, or $310.52 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,242.08, $621.04, and $310.52.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what I'm here to do, is to help you with anything that's on your mind. And there's no question too large as far as I'm concerned, and none too small, and none too serious, and none too silly. That whatever it is that's on your mind is perfectly okay as far as I'm concerned. Ralph, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Dr. Joy, it's been a while. Every 6 months or so, I run a few things by you. I thought today would be a good day.
Okay.
The turbulent times here in New York City, As you know, with the police, the rift between the mayor and the police, and you know, and a terrorist threat that hangs over our heads when we hear something go down as atrocious as in France. We, you know, here in New York, we think of ourselves as the next target. I hate to even say that, but it's the truth. I just see, just walking the streets and going about my business, how the tension in the city, a tense city to begin with, is even more tense. And just negotiating your way through the streets and with all of the things, I could notice that the police officers have their guard up a little bit more than usual. And everything going on, I wonder how it affects each and every one of us. Going about our daily tasks here. Can I ask you, how does it? Do you think about all of these things during the course of your day, or does it kind of? Are you too engrossed in what you're doing to kind of think of all these bigger issues as you go about your day?
All right, let me give you a response to this. I will certainly respond personally and then sort of globally. And let me just we were talking earlier this week about UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
Which may seem at first blush to have absolutely nothing in common with what you're asking me. But one of the responses that we got, which I think is absolutely true, is that people who believe in UFOs are much more likely to see them than people who don't.
True.
And I think that if you see something in the sky that is unclear as to what it might be, if you're a believer, you're going to say, oh, my goodness, that may be a UFO. If you're not, you're going to say, gee, I wonder if that's Venus tonight. I wonder if Venus is just rising. So to a certain extent, I would argue, and argue is probably the wrong word, that let me answer the question first about me and then generally. I suppose I could do the other way around, but it probably makes more sense. I don't think about it. I don't think about it for a very specific reason. I pay attention. I do not wander around the city with headphones on because I think it's really important to be paying attention. But it's not so much I'm worried about terrorists. I'm worried about cars of people texting who are going to run over me. I'm worried more about people who are texting who are going to bang into me. You know, I worry about people who are as unstable on bicycles as I am with all the Citibank bicycles around, of people who don't know the city and don't know how to ride bicycles. So, you know, I'm cautious and I'm aware. But do I worry about, am I crazy about the mayor and what's going on with the mayor and the cops? I am not. And I actually was called for a quiz a couple of times this week. And my politics aside, but I do have great faith because I've lived in New York long enough to watch the police go through not only September 11th and not only the Occupy Wall Street, but more recently New Year's Eve. I think that New York cops handle craziness better than any place I've ever lived, and I've lived in big cities my adult life. Am I crazy about the conflict between the cops and the mayor? No, but I think it's nearly inevitable. And when it's not, I mean, even with Bloomberg, who I think was a significantly different kind of mayor than de Blasio, there was conflict sometimes. And Bratton is certainly not a person who suffers fools gladly, and he's not exactly a shrinking violet. But for me, let me get to the core issue for which I think is really what you're asking. It's not so much the cops and the mayor, because that again, and you could replicate that conflict probably in any, not only big city, but any small city in America right now, especially on Martin Luther King Day, is terrorism. And let me just give you my sort of take on that, because it's been a consistent philosophy of mine since September 11th. And as most of you know, I was actually down at the pit for about just under 7 weeks after September 11th. So it was a very personal, very dramatic, very traumatic experience for me, in addition to everybody else. I'm not suggesting mine was any more than anybody else's, but it was a firsthand experience that I still have some troubles dealing with. But I think for all of us, let me just tell you what I'm a little claustrophobic, and the first night I was down, I was at the Javits Center to start with, and they asked me if I would go down to the pit. And my first thought was, no, I don't want to do that. And my second was, if I'm ever going to help anybody with this, I need to know what's really going on. You know, that doing it from a distance is, and I wasn't going down as media, because media were nowhere near. They were a mile away.
Right.
I was going down as a psychologist, and I was working with the Salvation Army at the time. And the night I went down there, they stationed me at the Amex building. And that building had been evacuated three times that day for structural instability. And being a little claustrophobe that I am, I thought, yikes. You know, dying is one thing. Being buried alive, not on my bucket list. Not really. And I remember standing there and thinking, you know what? Nobody's going to know or care when you go into this building. But do something. Either leave, and nobody will care. Nobody will know. And it's okay. There's no shame to that. Or suck it up and go in. And I obviously sucked that up and went in. I called my mother first and didn't tell her what I was doing, just so she, if something happened to me, she could say, well, I talked to her. She was perfectly happy. So at least my mother didn't feel I was suicidal. But ever since then, it seems to me that terrorism isn't about blowing up buildings. It's about scaring the living daylights out of people.
Yeah,
and so my stance has been unwaveringly, to hell with them. First of all, even on September 11th, you had to be in exactly the wrong place at exactly the wrong time in exactly the wrong city and exactly, I mean, so the odds are still, even with terrorism, even with something as terrifying as September 11th or the attacks in Paris or sarin gas, you have to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. I can't live my life that way. So as far as I'm concerned, am I worried about terrorism? I don't give a moment's thought to it. I really don't.
You know, it's a wonderful outlook. You know, the sad part about it, it's not just sad, it makes me angry, that this has to be hanging over my head.
But it doesn't.
You know, not that I don't think of it all the time.
But Ralph, what I'm telling you, what I'm telling you is you can choose not. You know,
right.
It's very interesting. Let me just say, on Thursdays I do an early morning interview with Doug Steffen on Good Day. And today his question was sort of nearly prescient to your question. He said, how do I stop myself from worrying? And I said, well, what you do is you go from the abstraction, for example, terrorism. He was talking about, you know, relationships or health or money. But you go from the abstraction of, ooh, terrorists, to the specific of, what if there was a bomb? Or what if they blew up my building? And then you work backward from that, because once you're dealing with a specific, then you can say, well, you know, I'll make sure that I have extra water, or I'll make sure that my cell phone is charged, or I'll make sure that my family knows how to get in touch. Let me put you on hold for just a second and come back and just wander through this with you just a little bit more. Dee, I'll get to you as well. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain in that empty head of yours, you'll
called a freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Ralph, who's really asking a very fundamental human question, which is, how do I stop worrying? And I'm saying, you know, you can really make it a conscious choice. And when you're worrying about something abstract, that abstractions will always scare the living daylights out of you. It's why people go to war. It raises your blood pressure. Abstractions are dangerous. So when you get specific about something, and terrorism isn't specific enough. It has to be, what if the World Trade Center, or what if the train, or whatever. And once you do that, you can say things like, well, maybe for the next week I won't take the subway, or I'm going to make sure I have water here, or you know, I'm going to move out of the city. But once you deal with worst case specifically, then you can move backward for what makes sense. And since most cases, worst case doesn't happen, then anything that's less than that's going to feel much better anyway. And it gives you some path. So that's number one. Number two, so instead of letting a fear or worry just kind of circle around your head and take energy from the ozone. Make it specific. Nail it down. And writing it down can sometimes help, because there's nothing like looking at something on paper and saying, okay, what if? And then being specific about it. Wait a minute, let me just finish this thought.
Yeah,
And the second thing is to, or I suppose the third thing, the first is to make it specific, the second is to write it down. The third is to couple it with something that makes that essentially works as an emotional teddy bear. So if you're taking tarot and you're writing down cutting off the electricity, and then you figure out what to do about that, whether it's buying a generator, having batteries, whatever, you're writing it down, and then you think, all right, either something that you've overcome that you were worried about in the past that you were absolutely able to deal with, or something you worried about that never happened, or even appropriately, something that really makes you feel calm and collected, maybe a favorite childhood memory or a great meal or a movie that you saw or something that makes you calm and sort of takes you to a very positive place. And you really can reduce stress load by just changing worry into something very specific so you know what to do. Because worry basically says, I'm a victim. There's nothing I can do. I'm impotent. And you don't have to be. Go ahead with whatever your comment was.
Well, my worry, it's not so much fear and worry, because it gets you nowhere. And, you know, and I kind of realize that it's because of the high alert and the way the quality of life that we have now is everything is geared around this so-called safety, and everyone has to tiptoe around. It makes me really frustrated and angry, because here, and also, if you have a large bag, for instance, you're walking, you know, and you may not have the right clothes on, you're in the wrong neighborhood, whatever the fact may be, you know, you're looked at sideways, like, what is this guy up to? So, and understandably so, because of the high, you know, all the angst. But, you know, that's what bothers me the most. Now you hearken back to a childhood thing. You know, when I was a kid, it wasn't the same way, and we went about our business, and all of this
talk with an African-American man about when he would wander around and people would move away from him or grab their pocketbooks.
Sure.
So all we've become is, as someone said, we've all become Israelis. I mean, all you have to do is decide that look, lots of things have changed, and as children we're much less aware. Most kids are not. When I was a kid, one of the things we learned to do from elementary school on was duck and cover. That they were afraid that the Russians were going to bomb us, so we had to get under our desks, and we were going to save ourselves from nuclear destruction by covering our eyes with our hand and putting our right hand to cover the back of our neck so we would not be decapitated. And that's how we were going to survive a nuclear war. I mean, you talk about scaring the living daylights out of kids. So
yeah.
I would argue that there have always been things that we were supposed to, and as kids, did we really worry about it? No, they were just drills. Kids still have fire drills. But what I'm saying to you, Ralph, is you could make a choice to say this is scary or not. I pay no attention. If you ask me what the alert was on any particular day, I could not tell you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And if you look at what the alerts were, I mean, the thing to remind yourself, which may or may not be a comfort to you, is we worry about all the alerts. We look at all these things. If you're traveling on an airplane, I mean, all the crap you go through, and none of that would have prevented anything. It has
right.
Nothing to do with anything. And if you're asking me, are we living? Are people trying to make us fearful? I think the question is, or the answer is, unquestionably yes, because fearful people are much more compliant people. Do we have to go along with it? Unquestionably not. Just choose. Just say, you know what? It's.
Yeah, I was going to say you make great points, and you make me think. And you know something, I look forward to your movie reviews, and I hope you've seen the movie Childhood. It was fantastic.
You mean Boyhood?
Childhood. Isn't it Childhood?
It's Boyhood.
The one with Ethan Hawke.
Yes. It's Boyhood.
Is it Boyhood? Okay,
it is.
I agree with you.
It should probably be called Childhood. I thought the little girl was much more interesting than the little boy, who's actually his daughter. But, yeah.
Right, right. And that, the whole thing took place within that 12-year period.
Yes, it did.
I think it was the first time that attempt was ever made, and they did that pretty successfully. It was a tremendous film. I really enjoyed it.
Go see Selma as well. which is
yeah,
my favorite
I actually did, and let me tell you something. It's one of those subjects that's been tackled many times, and man, did they do a wonderful job. It's a fantastic film. It really
I agree
is.
With you. Ralph, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Exactly. I'll talk to you in 6 months.
Okay, Dr. Joy. Thank you.
Thanks, Ralph. All right, my point being, you can choose, right? You can choose to be frightened. Or you can choose not to be frightened. You can choose, you know, bravery isn't about no fear. Bravery is about understanding you're fearful and doing it anyway. And sort of convincing yourself in the doing that you're not a victim. D, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Dr. Joy, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you, D?
I'm doing great. I have to tell you, I met you probably 4 or 5 years ago, Englewood Hospital in New
York. Yeah, sure.
You were doing a remote broadcast.
Yeah, and
yeah
me do another
teacher.
One.
You are?
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully in the
wonderful. Sadly, I moved out of state, so I won't be able to come. But I was the teacher.
Field trip, D. Field trip.
Road trip, definitely.
Road trip,
that's
exactly.
That's the plan.
Exactly. All right.
But I was the teacher at the end. I stood up and asked you about behavior, you know, as far as my students. But I have since retired. So I am no longer a teacher. But I have a recurring problem. Every so often I hear from this gentleman who I have tried to prevent him from contacting me. He is younger. We had some good times together. He just won't get the hint that there's an age difference, and he did get a little inappropriate with me a couple times.
Was this a dating relationship at some point?
Met him online.
Okay.
Probably currently still lives. He still lives in the city, in New York.
Okay.
And I was in New Jersey, so it was an easy drive in or public to get in. And we would just be in his co-op, bringing food in. You know, he would order in, and basically that was the date. And I suggested going to see a show, go to a ball game, go to a museum, do something cultural. Do something outdoors, and he just didn't grab it. I tried several times. I mean, he's a decent guy. Like I said, way young, you know, younger for me. But I just got a message from him. Now, I haven't heard from him probably in close to a year and a half.
Okay.
And he used Messenger to get in touch with me from, I guess, a Facebook connection.
Okay.
And asked me to dinner. And Daryl, where are you? I haven't heard from you. I miss you. I want to get together. How about dinner?
Okay.
But
so
I wrote back and said, I have moved out of state.
Okay.
And I said, best of luck. We like the Patriots, and I mentioned something about the Pats game coming up this weekend.
Right.
And then he asked me back, where did you move to?
Okay.
I don't want to reveal it. You know, I just feel he's way too persistent. And
Once every couple of years. All right, let's look at this. I mean, first of all, once every couple of years, presumably, is not exactly stalking. And I think it's certainly not unusual for people this time of year to go through their address book. And, you know, this is a time where a lot of people get back in touch with exes. Because you know, there's not much going on, and Valentine's Day is coming, and it's a new year, and so I wouldn't necessarily take it as stalking behavior. But I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold for a minute. When we come back, tell me what you would like, if you could make this anything you wanted. And it may be that you'd make it nothing, but just tell me what you want, and then we'll figure out how to accomplish that. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. Ernest, I'll get to you as well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
the knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, technically, we should say across North America, and then we've got fish in Puerto Rico, and hopefully we're awaiting our call from Europe today, so across the galaxy. I know, but that'll get us back to UFOs. I'm not going there yet. All right, so we're talking with Dee, let me just ask you, was there anything romantic or sexual between the two of you during the time that you were having takeout at his apartment?
I would not go to romantic. I would go, the sexual we did have.
Okay.
Yes.
And how long did, that's an interesting distinction, you little Dickens, you. All right, so how long did the relationship go on?
it wasn't a real ongoing relationship. It was very choppy.
Okay. Well, how often would you see him?
Every maybe 3-4 months.
Okay.
A couple times a year, one of the years.
Okay.
You know, he did go through a rough patch. He was with someone for 10 years, and it broke up, and I think he suffered from it. You know, there
during the time that you were, was he with someone else when he was with you or not?
No, it was
okay.
Over.
Good. All right. Mm-hmm. So, a couple of times a year for how many years?
This is going on now, probably close to 5 years.
Okay. And how long has it been since you've seen him?
A year and a half.
Okay. So the pattern that you set up isn't terribly different. I mean, seeing each other 3-4 times, let's say 3 times a year, and then not seeing each other for a year and a half is not obviously quite the same as seeing somebody 4 or 5 times a week and then not seeing them for a year and a half. So,
yeah.
But I I'm not necessarily sure that we would make him a stalker at this moment. Do you want anything to do with this dude or not?
We had a connection through maybe sports, and we both have dogs.
I got it. I'm asking a different question. If you could make this relationship anything that you wanted it to be, would you have any relationship with him? And second of all, what would it look like?
I'd like to not have any sort of contact with him. I think that
then don't answer his email.
Fair.
Then just don't answer. That's the easiest thing to do, to make it clear. And you can certainly say, you can say whatever you want. You can say, I've moved on, or I'm with somebody else, or my life has changed, or have a nice life. And then any other emails, just don't answer. And you can actually, you can block on some, depending on who your carrier is, you can block, you can mark as unread. You don't have to respond to him. If that's what you really want. But you need to make sure, because when it seems to me you may be a little more ambivalent than that, and he'll pick up on the ambivalence, as will you, when you say, well, we have sports and dogs. I mean, if what you're saying is, look, I'm not interested in sex with you, but, you know, if you want to, if you want to go to a Patriots game and you're willing to pick up the tickets and my airfare, let me know. My guess is, because it sounds like he was kind of chintzy, that is, you know, you may not have to tell him not to call you. He won't.
Yes.
So that's certainly one of the classic ways of having somebody, you know, if you feel that you can't say to somebody, look, go away, that what you ask them for is something you know that they're completely unprepared to do, which is, listen, if you're willing to send me a plane ticket, and a ticket to the, you know, the Super Bowl or the playoffs or the Patriots game or opening day, let me know. If not, I think I'm just looking for a little more in a relationship than what we had. Or you can do nothing. But it's certainly one of the ways of getting someone to go away is ask them for something you know they have no intention of offering you. And if they do offer it to you, then you may be more interested in them. And should he ever get in touch, if you say, look, a plane ticket and a Patriots ticket, then he says, well, gee, can't really afford it right now. And if he gets in touch with you 5 years from now, say, you know, just send the ticket. And if he says no, I mean, all you have to do is go back to it, and you don't have to feel like you're rejecting him. You don't have to feel that you're playing some game or that somehow that you're going to become more attractive by becoming unavailable to him. All you have to do is ask him for something he's not willing to do. And it sounds like what it was kind of you were a target of opportunity, that the two of you had a perfectly okay sex life. It didn't cost him more than takeout. Right?
Yeah, so I have 3 days to get to the playoffs on Sunday.
There you go. So
I will try that. That sounds wonderful.
But all you have to
do that definitely.
Yeah, just send him, and look, if you want him to go away, just send him things saying, look, send me tickets to the playoffs and a plane ticket and I'm there.
Sounds
but no sex.
All
right?
That's wonderful. Okay. Right. Well, you have a wonderful day. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
My pleasure.
855.
Okay, have a great one. Bye-bye. Thanks, D. 855-99-DR-JOY. Yeah, I mean, look, when you've been in a relationship with somebody, figure out what you want, what would make it viable, and then make it very clear. And if you're fairly certain that person isn't going to offer it, then you don't have to worry about rejecting them. They'll walk away from you. And if they do offer it to you, you may be interested. But make sure that you have some interest in them before you do that.
And I don't imagine Patriots tickets for this Sunday will be very cheap.
Did I not know that, honey? Am I batting my baby blue eyes at you? They're probably unimaginably expensive. And don't be willing to settle for Chinese food and, you know, his apartment. All right, what have I got here? I have about a minute and a half, right?
Yep.
All right, Ernest, let me put you on, say hello to you, ask you what we're going to be talking about, and then I'll hold you over and give you as much time as we need. Fair enough?
That's fair with me.
Great. All right, welcome. What are we going to be talking about, Ernest?
I just wanted to get your opinion on improving listening skills.
Okay. I'll tell you what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to tell me in what particular context, whether we're talking about a personal relationship or work, and where you think the problem lies. If you can give me a recent example of something where you feel like you didn't quite hear what someone was saying, that would be helpful. But give me a little bit more to work on, and I will walk you through this, and we will make your ears much more acute. So not only will you listen, but you will hear. Is that fair?
Okay. That's fair with me.
Fair enough. All right.
All right.
So go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to say, just in personal relationships and at work.
Okay. All right, so when we come back, we'll talk about, you can tell me a little bit more about both, about what your work situation is, what your personal situation is. And tell me, you can also give me some idea about, I know what you're going to say is I don't listen very well, but you can let me know how that, you know, if you can give me a little bit more insight about, is it when people raise their voice, or that when someone's talking about emotional things, you just shut down? See if you can give me a little bit more of insight about why you think, not only where the problem is, but how the problem works out and the ramifications of it, and we'll make you a better listener.
All right. Thank you.
All right, absolutely. 855-99-DR-JOY. Obviously, we're going to start off next hour with Ernest, but we'll have some room for you. And what you need to do is just give me a holler. If you'd like to, because Ernest is going to precede you, you can wait until we're about midway through by guessing. When we're through Ernest's call, so you don't have much of a wait. It's like Julia Child would say is, take the butter off the burner just before it burns. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these Pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall
between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.